Now you make me sound.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
Well, speaking of guys working hard for less money, Hassan Reddick.
He's not working for anything right now. He's losing money.
I can't cover that one up, man. He's speaking of guys working hard for less money. Hassan Reddick still hasn't showed up at training camp. The Pro Bowl edge rusher that was traded to the New York Jets is looking for a contract extension. He is set to make $14.25 million in base pay this year. That's on the that's the last year of a three-year, $45 million contract. We talked about it earlier, guys. Hassan Reddick not showing up doesn't bode well for anybody. The Jets have come out and made a statement saying, we're not negotiating with anybody not here. And look, man, it is what it is. He needs to show up to camp and get busy, and then we'll talk about it later. Hassan Reddick said, nah, I'm good, man. I don't even know y'all. I'm not showing up anywhere. I don't like New York. I don't want to be a part of this. No, he didn't say that for real, but he's not showing up right now, and he's reportedly asking for a trade. Bo, you were saying earlier why he's not coming to Atlanta.
Well, first and foremost, if they had wanted Hassan Reddick here, they could have made the deal with Philadelphia themselves, and they could have signed him, and they could have expedited this whole thing. They didn't, and now he's he's asked for his second release in 6 months. That's a red flag. The Jets said that they were their understanding he would play under this contract, and then after the season they could talk about it. I understand why Hassan Reddick doesn't want to play under the contract. He's got 50 and a half sacks in the last four seasons. Pretty good.
That's okay.
But
it's all right.
We'd probably take that here.
His first three seasons, not so good. But he's really been great the last since 2020. But the problem is now what is he in a locker room? And is he a malcontent? And are you going to go and extend a guy and pay a guy a ton of money who basically just got traded somewhere and never showed up one day to anything other than the press conference?
Here's my thought, maybe, why the Falcons didn't go after him, maybe. It was because they thought they were going to draft pass rush in the first round, but then, quote-unquote, Michael Penix was available.
Things happen.
And then everything kind of went a different direction. So maybe, but I hear you. I don't know. I have no idea. It's all about money.
I will say, as somebody who doesn't have really a vested interest in this entire Hassan Reddick saga, part of me wants the Jets to call his bluff.
Oh.
You know, part of me is like,
well, they did.
Hey, you can drag this thing out all you want to, buddy. Like, we're good.
Is it about money, or is it because it's the Jets? And he's like, we're not going to make it until I'm out.
I don't know. Well, that's a good question.
Their understanding was they are saying when they traded for him, their understanding was he would play this year and then they would revisit this. That's why Joe Douglas came out yesterday and was like, sorry, but it ain't happening. You're not getting traded. You'll continue to get fined until you decide you've been fined enough and you want to show up and play for the $14.25 million that you're...
I would cry if I was fined $20 a day for not going to work, let alone...
Can you imagine?
I mean, I don't... Yeah, no. No, I'm with you.
Bright and early, boy.
Yeah, exactly. You find me every minute I'm late, I'm showing up.
Hey, that's diaper money, man. Come on. Oh, man, but I also would cry if I was making $15 million a year, which is, what he could if he just showed up to work. So it'd be all good.